Shores and El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. This is radio for patriots by patriots, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. If you don't believe me, just ask them. Welcome to our program this evening. We will tell a couple of stories this evening. One, the story of a Korean War veteran and our radio show and modern media. We're also going to be talking yet again with Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills, who's one of our sponsors, a sponsored segment coming up in the show tonight about gold and the purchasing of gold. And is gold the best hedge against a bad economy? And what does gold mean? When you buy gold, what are you really saying about your faith in the American economy? Are you saying you have faith in it, or are you saying, no, I don't, I think it's going to fall apart, and so I'm getting gold? What does it mean? So we're going to talk about that. We will have, I believe, some special appearances this evening. R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer as well as an adult film producer, may join us later on as well. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and when you hear this sound, you're hearing the sound of Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Very patriotic sound effect. His boots marching on a street. Sounds really cool. And by the way, if you're watching Phil TV in HD right now,
you're looking at a Nazi.
You can see a lot of guys marching, only those are Nazis.
Don't mean that we like them, though.
It doesn't mean we like them. It doesn't mean we like Nazis. We're not. What do you mean, like them? We don't like Nazis. But on our Phil TV in HD, which you can look at with a backstage pass, you can see behind me, our outdoor camera is, of course, on the Berlin, I believe that's a Berlin rally from 1933.
Pretty, we don't want to scare nobody or nothing.
No, we're not going to scare anybody because that's not happening anymore. It's just a part of the panorama. It's the colors that we paint the show with. Our affiliate spotlight tonight is on KPRC in Houston, Texas. One of the great, great affiliates. And look at this. We have a, I didn't know we had an affiliate in Utica, New York. Do you know that I worked in Utica, New York in 1975? And we have an affiliate in Utica, WUTI, Utica, New York, in the Mohawk Valley, there at the foot of the what's the name of the mountain range?
Come on,
man. The Adirondack Mountains.
Yay!
The Adirondack Mountains. I was in Utica for a summer at WBVM. I don't even know if they're still there. It was a Oldies but Goodies station, and
that's the place where the guy almost beat you up, right?
I didn't get almost beat up. No, I didn't get beat up. What do you mean beat up?
What was the guy said to you?
I was in a bar, and it was a bunch of these big guys, you know, and upstate New York, especially in that section of upstate New York, there's a lot of Italians and Polish and German guys, Americans, but of, you know, Italian, Polish, and German extraction. And I was sitting next to this big dude at a bar, and it was a bar right across the street from the radio station, as a matter of fact, where we would repair after the show or before the show and have a couple of brews. For me, of course, getting off the air, it was morning drive, so I'd be sitting down and pouring the beers back at about 10:30 in the morning. Be that as it may, you know, I was 22, so...
That's not going to affect you.
It's not going to affect you, no. So anyway... I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at a news story on the television set above the bar, and it's about India. And there was some, I'll tell you what it was. If you went back to the summer of 1975, look up the news, the big news events of the summer of 1975. There was some India thing. It might have been the Union Carbide explosion. It might have been that.
What was that?
There was a horrible explosion. I don't think it was. No, I don't think it. But in any event, there was a large news event. And the guy next to me says, India, family over there is 12 people. And I really didn't hear what he said. I had really misheard him. He said, India, family over there is 12 people. And I turned to him and I said, excuse me, did you say you have a family over there of 12 people?
No.
I did. I didn't. Honestly, I wasn't trying to be a smartass. He looks at me and he goes, what? Well, you dumb Mick. You got to be Irish.
That's what the guy said to you?
Yeah. You dumb Mick, you got to be Irish. And I said, well, now it's on. I said, let's step outside. The guy was about 6. No, I didn't say that.
No, I'm going to say, you didn't say you got a fight.
No, I just said, no, I'm sorry. I didn't really hear you. And the guy, he just kind of looked at me over his beer like, because he didn't want to. I mean, he was shocked that I would offend him. I didn't mean to. I said, I really misheard you. I'm sorry. And he said, yeah. There you go. 877-876-7445 is our number. World famous Phil Henry Show. And tonight we're going to bring on Lloyd Bonafide, Mr. Bonafide from Alhambra, California. He's going to be talking to us here a little bit about what we have been doing on our Phil TV in HD and how it's affected you, Mr. Bonafide. I apologize. What has happened here? And we are rolling some of that B-roll tonight. For those of you who don't have Phil TV, some nights we are rolling a DDR film footage, video footage of news events, or sometimes it's simply a trip that I might have taken to the mountains. It's just it's behind us. It has nothing really to do with anything. But you tuned in last night, sir?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what did you see?
It's what you're showing right now, sir. I was brought back many, many years, Mr. Henry. If you could be so kind as to give me a moment, I can tell you that I'm a veteran of the Korean conflict. I was in the United States Navy.
Yes, sir.
And the first thing that I saw when I turned your broadcast on last night, and my daughter had, I don't know what she did. She bought me a subscription here to the website that you've got.
Yes, sir.
And I saw that you have a nightly video cast of your broadcast. And at that time, I was shocked and I was overwhelmed when I saw these large 88-inch guns firing from the deck of destroyers. I said, my God, that is Korea and what I'd been through.
I understand, sir.
And I don't know why it was, but I remember grabbing the edge of the chair, and my wife asked me what was wrong, and I said that I wasn't feeling well.
You understand, sir, that I was not trying to harm you.
Well, let me finish what I'm saying, and we can talk about what you were trying to do, Mr. Henry, because, you know, there's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know that saying?
Yes, sir, I do.
I told my wife I wanted something to drink. I was suddenly thrust back to a time that I had tried so hard to forget when I saw the blazing of these guns, and I saw the landing craft and the young men that were being ferried onto the beaches, and they machine gun fire raking the sand. God, if you haven't been through it, you have no idea. You just have no idea.
I understand, sir.
And I looked, and it was continuing, and I saw the young Marines as they were climbing out of the landing craft, and again, as I mentioned to you, sir, I saw the guns of the destroyers, the battleships, blazing away and blasting onto these gun emplacements on the shoreline. I told my wife that I needed something to drink. I felt my heart racing. My daughter asked me what was wrong. I said, I'm uncomfortable with these images because it's taking me back to Korea. And my wife said to me that it's not Korea, that it was World War II. And I looked again.
Yes, sir.
And it was, in fact, footage of D-Day, which was World War II. And then I looked again, and it was Tarawa. And the only reason I knew it was Tarawa is because you were on saying it was Tarawa. And then I saw these Nazi soldiers.
Yes, sir. So you knew that it wasn't...
It was not the Korean War. And so what had happened wasn't so much that I was traumatized by the images of the Korean War. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Understand, Mr. Henry, this is emotional for me.
I understand, sir, and I apologize wholeheartedly. I did not want to remind you, although your wife did tell you. She recognized that it wasn't Korea.
Oh, excuse me for just a moment, will you please? My wife is a former school teacher, and she recognized I was emotional My daughter recognized it, too.
All right, so both your wife and your daughter...
No, just, if you'll allow me, because I don't want it to appear that my wife and daughter recognize the film footage of World War II, and I don't. I know what World War II looks like. I know what Korea looked like. What got me confused was quite simply the landing craft, the big guns on the battleships going... I'm sure you can understand.
No, I totally understand. I'm not even disputing that. You felt it looked like Korea. You thought it was Korea. You became, and I'm sorry that we hurt you. I really am, and I want to ask at this point, are you better? Are you?
Yes, sir, I do feel better, but you need to understand when something like that happens, when you've been through that kind of hell, and you've seen your buddies getting into these landing craft, you see them hitting the beach, you're never going to see them again. And I suddenly am hearing from my wife, that's not Korea, that's World War II. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed in front of my wife. I was embarrassed in front of my daughter. The individual that she's married to was there as well. And my grandson. You have to understand that I said to my wife, in other words, I've been getting upset and almost crying like a woman. And this is meant as no offense to women, but when you're a man, I said I was almost sobbing like a woman. And I didn't even have the right film clip. And she said, yes. And I said, well, you know what has to happen. There's no questions, are there? I looked at my wife and my daughter, and they said, they kind of shrugged their shoulders. And I took my son by an arm and a leg. He was in his little tiger costume, but I opened the door. My wife even opened the door for me. And I took him outside, and I threw him into this large doughboy. He got pitched into the doughboy.
Wait a second. You threw your grandson into a large... Is this the above-ground pool?
What is?
What, the doughboy.
Yes, sir. It's the doughboy.
You took your grandson and threw him into the doughboy. Why?
I believe I was making myself clear because I'd been embarrassed by your footage of World War II. And that was the essence.
This is why the gentleman called?
Yeah.
That was the essence of it.
All right, hold the line, please. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide of Alhambra, California, joining us. Who apparently was traumatized, he thought, by film footage of Korea. It was what has been shown on our Phil TV and HD the last couple of nights. It's actually of World War II. When he found out it was World War II and not Korea, he's a Korean War veteran, he was embarrassed. Now, I'm just finding out that he picked his grandson up and threw him into a doughboy. Can the kid swim?
Yeah, I think the kid swim and everything, but he just wanted to pitch him in.
Yeah, he was trying to, just kind of get it out of the system.
All right, well, we got more to talk with this gentleman about. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know if there are any veterans who've been traumatized or otherwise hurt by film images or film footage of the wars that they were participating in. This man thought he was looking at Korea. It was World War II. And what happened was he got embarrassed and threw his grandson into a pool. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Oh, I need water.
This film footage.
That's World War II, but you see, look at those big guns going. That's just what we had in Korea. And I can tell you, when you look at those big... Right there, look at it, see? Look at that. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, when we got those big guns going just before the Marines, and we got the big gun, you could see the rice bowls and chopsticks flying for miles. You.
All right, let's not talk that way. It's a different time and a different generation of people, okay?
What'd I say?
I said it's a different generation, sir, and we don't want to talk about chopsticks and rice bowls.
No. I mean that to the communist Chinese.
No, I know what you're saying. You're talking about the enemy, but I'd rather not, if you don't mind, sir. And I recognize.
I understand. You don't want me to be. You don't want the racism. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, Well, I don't mean racism. I'm just saying that we get those right there. See? You see what you're showing right there, Mr. I didn't show this. You did. I'm the one that was traumatized.
I understand that, sir. I'm sorry. I truly am, you know. But you said yourself, when you found out that it wasn't Korea, that it was World War II, you were more embarrassed.
Wait, look right here. Boy, I'll tell you, when the Navy, when we got those big guns going, those 88s going, you could see the bull haircuts heading for the hills.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, if you don't mind.
I apologize. I did not say that. My wife is watching America's Got... Would you turn that America's Got... America's Got... what do you call that? America's Got...
America's Got Talent?
He's got it on. Now, I do like that Howie Mandel. I do like him. I will admit to that. I do like him. But the rest of that show...
All right, let's forget about America's Got Talent. If you want to go into another room or something, we're talking here about your reaction to this film footage that you saw. Because you called my show and were upset with potentially traumatizing images we were showing on our webcast. And you find out, sir, that we were not doing that at all. Now, grabbing your grandson...
Now, hold the phone. Hold the phone.
Grabbing your grandson and throwing him in a pool.
You hold on for a minute, sir. Now, you listen to me. I'm a different generation from you. But I love my grandson more than life itself. I would never harm that child in any real, in any way that we'd be permanently damaging. I would never do anything to him. But I had, at that moment, I had to have some honor, some dignity.
And you're saying that you had to have honor and dignity because you mistook World War II film footage for Korean film footage.
No, it wasn't just that. It was that I was traumatized by it. I felt from the very... I was hurt by it. I got flashbacks, and I got everything that you get. I was even on the phone to the VA setting up an appointment with a psychiatrist. I've even got the card. Is this the card here? Yeah, look at this. Right here. 10 a.m. on Tuesday. I was on my way, and then my wife says, no, that's not Korea, that's World War II. I saw the man that my daughter married give a smile, and you need to understand that my relationship with that man is not good. And when I saw him give that smirk, I wanted so much, and I could feel what we call the red mist. If you don't know what the red mist is?
Yes, you were getting angry.
Well, don't sound too bored with it, pal, because I can tell you...
No, I'm not bored. I'm concerned. I'm concerned with your own mental health.
That's exactly what you should be concerned with when you show me film footage of Korea, and then I find out that it isn't Korea, it's World War II. The red mist begins to... And I was able to hold the mist back, but when the man that my daughter married gave me that... I can't describe it. It's a...
I think I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? It's a kind of a... I don't even... The lip turns up at about a 45-degree angle.
I know what you mean. The guy smirked at you.
Yes, sir. And that's when I said, I've got to have honor. I've got something. And that's when I grabbed my grandson, and I went outside.
You had this boy by the arm and the leg. Is that right?
May I finish the story?
No, I want to get to the point here. Did you have the boy by the arm and the leg?
Yes, sir, I did.
And you swung that child up into the doughboy.
The extent of my humiliation was such, sir, that I had to fling the child from 10 feet off the doughboy, which meant there was a good 8 feet of ground that had to be covered before the child actually hit water.
I see. So, in other words, you jeopardized the health and well-being of that child.
No, sir.
Yeah, the health and well-being of that child because you needed honor and dignity. 877-876-PHIL. A Korean War veteran is humiliated when he finds out the film footage that he is traumatized by is not Korea, it's World War II film footage. And so he takes his grandson and flings him into a doughboy full of water.
Phil,
we'll be back.
Henry.
877-876-PHIL.
Wait just a minute.
Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here, and with me Lloyd Bonafide, who is a Korean War veteran. As we talk about, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, you can see behind us now. Well, this isn't exactly war footage, Lloyd.
No, this is footage of Nazis, and you've got, I don't know what this is, and I don't know what the purpose of this was.
This is just, these are street scenes.
Well, there's women selling flowers, and as if Nazis are, I don't know what this was supposed to do to me, but it made me feel as if all they do over there is put people in concentration camps and make chocolate. And I think that's a hell of a message to send.
I'm not sending that message. This is just some footage that we were rolling. Understand, you thought this was Korea.
Well, sir, I'm a Korean War veteran, so if you put any kind of combat footage on television, I'm going to think that it's Korea. I don't care.
Even if it's in the Bavarian Alps.
Even if it's in the where?
If I show film footage of troops fighting in an alpine setting.
What do you mean an alpine setting? What is that?
In a mountainous setting.
Oh, all right. Well, we had mountains in Korea. Okay, next.
No. I'm talking about snow on the ground.
We had snow on the ground.
All right, if I'm showing film footage of American soldiers fighting guys in German uniforms.
Well, look. You're trying to say that in Korea we didn't have...
Did you have chalets? Did you have, when the American army finally rolled into Austria, there's chalets and there's guys in lederhosen.
What do you mean, guys in shorts?
Yeah.
I don't know. There could have been men in shorts in Korea, right?
Yes. You're telling me there were guys in lederhosen in Korea?
There might have been. I don't know. There might have been I thought I saw... You'd be surprised, Mr. Henry, if you get out into this world and not just sit at a radio station and go, hey, I'm on a radio and everything like this. Because I saw when we were in Korea, I'm very sure, Marge, didn't I tell you about the yodeling competition? There were people yodeling at a crossroad or at a roadblock.
There were what?
There were people yodeling at a roadblock. They were Chinese. Weren't they? And they were doing this nonsense, and we said, get your hands up. We're going to take you prisoner or shoot you. What do you want? Go ahead. What am I holding in my right hand? And these Chinese looked at us, and they're going, this kind of a deal.
And you know something? You got a psychiatrist appointment for where?
For what do you mean, for where? At a psychiatrist's office.
For the VA?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. So I'm nuts, am I?
Well, you're telling me that at a roadblock in Korea, there were Chinese yodeling. Somehow this has something to do with the film footage that we're showing.
You traumatized me.
Dr. Jim Sadler is in San Diego.
Oh, here we go. I love this part of your show. Every time that a guest comes on, you get a psychiatrist. I resent it violently. And
I want to talk to Dr. Sadler on the line because he's worked with veterans before. It's my understanding in San Diego. If you just hold on, Dr. Sadler.
Yes, Phil.
Dr. Sadler, this is... Would you please at least talk to Dr. Sadler?
Look, I don't... The psychiatrist that I'm talking to is on Tuesday.
Lloyd, your name is Lloyd, correct?
What's that?
Your name is Lloyd. Is that correct?
Yes, my name is Lloyd, and I have to tell you, sir, I'm uncomfortable talking to you for two reasons.
All right, what are those reasons?
First of all... And I mean no disrespect, you have a speech impediment.
I can explain why I have a speech impediment.
You can?
Yes, sir.
And the other one is that you're a psychiatrist, which automatically means I've gone from being a guest to some fruit loop that...
Now, what is the fruit loop?
What is a fruit loop? Do you love this guy? He doesn't even have the common...
I don't even know what a fruit loop is.
The little boys eat, the girl, and the tiny girls.
Oh, I know what a Fruit Loop is. Yeah, Fruit Loop is it's got the macaw, the bird.
Yes, the multicolored bird. Yes, sir.
Lloyd, I've worked with an awful lot of veterans, and I've
man, that
Boy, that speech.
Can we look past that for just a moment?
Is that right?
Can we look past my speech impediment for just a moment so that I can talk to you about the problem you're having? I understand. I work with veterans. I understand when they see these violent images.
All right.
Can you turn that TV down?
Yeah, Marge, turn that America's Got Talent. Is that Howie Mandel? I like Howie Mandel. He's funny. Turn it down,
honey. We all love Howie Mandel.
You like him too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, dear.
Now, Lloyd, when you saw the film footage of the 88s, and you said that you saw rice bowls and chopsticks fly, what did you mean by that?
What?
When you said to Phil a moment ago that you saw those big guns blasting when you were on board the ship in the Korea?
Yes, sir.
And you said you could almost see the rice bowls and the chopsticks fly. What did you mean by that?
See, that's the part I don't...
What did you mean by that?
Oh, we had an intention that we were going to blow those gun emplacements right out of the earth that they were in. We wanted to blast everything to pieces so that when the Marines got on the beach, they had a fighting chance. So in my mind, I wanted to see everything blown to hell and back. I wanted to see rice bowls, chopsticks, the boot, the little fat boot, and everything flying.
But everything you're saying has a racist tinge to it.
What's he saying?
Everything you're saying, in other words, Lloyd, rice bowls, chopsticks, the fat Buddhas.
Well, that's all that Korean stuff. What is he talking about?
Yes, but it's not really about a soldier. You're not talking about a soldier.
Please don't talk like a shrink, okay? I heard that at the VA when I got out. That whole soldier talking to me like I'm a... Talking to me like I eat, like I'm throwing my own feces around the room. No, sir, no, sir.
No, I'm not going to talk to you like that. But what I'm saying is that when they...
Hold on for a minute. Is that Howie Mandel? Let me know what Mandel's on, because he's funny. The rest of that show, they could burn it. They could kill everyone on it. Yeah, go ahead.
Turn the TV down, will you?
Who am I speaking with?
Phil Henry. Turn the TV down.
Sorry.
When you were in Korea...
Yes!
What an ass! Never mind. I'm done.
Well, did he hang up?
Yeah, that was Dr. Sadler. He's gone.
What happened?
Dr. Sadler hung up. You know.
Well, that just goes to show you what he's made of. He sounded like a sissy the minute he got on the phone. He's talking like he's missing half of his tongue. He doesn't understand this, and he doesn't understand that. When I try to tell, then he goes, "What's the deal?" I said, "Korea, you idiot!"
And you gotta really calm down because you're insulting people. And the other thing that's bothering me is, and I still haven't gotten an answer to the fact why you threw your son into that doughboy.
He's not my son; he's my grandson. And I threw my grandson into that doughboy because I needed to release the outrage and humiliation. I needed payback. I wasn't about to hit my wife because I'm not going to hit my wife. I wasn't going to hit my daughter because her husband's standing there, and I wasn't going to hit the husband because then he would get what he's always wanted. He would get his lawsuit. That's what he wants. He wants to sue me, and I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction. So that's when I wheeled and turned, and there was the kid. And I knew that that was my one chance to just let off a little steam. I picked him up by the right hand and the right leg. I twirled around hammer style about three times and threw him right into the doughboy. And let me tell you something else, Mr. Henry, as long as we're talking about this. You talked about me having to clear 8 feet of ground. And
you said you had to clear 8 feet of ground to get that kid into that doughboy. You had to launch him and aim him.
Yes. Bullseye, too. You didn't ask me about that, did you?
So I'm supposed to say, well, congratulations, you've turned around three times and flung your grandson into a doughboy, and you hit the water.
All water. All water. Now,
what happened to the boy?
Why doesn't anyone care about me?
You know what? I don't care about you anymore. Okay?
Don't blow at me. Anyway, I'm the one that called it.
I don't care about you anymore. I care about that little boy. You flung him into that pool. He was wearing a tiger costume?
Yes, he was wearing... Oh, big deal. You can dry it out. We bought him a tiger costume because little kids like to dress up in all kinds of. Are you going to make an issue out of that?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. That little child, that little boy was in his tiger costume. What was he doing when you picked him up and threw him in the pool?
He was sitting on the floor eating jujubes. All right, so it wasn't like he was doing anything constructive. He wasn't helping the human race. He wasn't doing anything to put food in my mouth. He wasn't doing anything to put food on my table. He wasn't doing anything to keep a roof over my head. He was sitting on the floor eating candy that eventually will get wedged between his teeth and create cavities the size of the teeth themselves, and that will eventually cost us, in terms of actual medical and dental bills, thousands!
Okay, I don't want that guy.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. He flipped. I don't want him on the show anymore.
Oh, come on, Mr. Henry.
No, I don't. No. Call back and make sure everybody in that house is okay. Do it now, bud.
Oh, okay.
Phil Henry Show here, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, what?
Yeah, hi, Mr. Bonafing? Bonafing? What's your last name, Bonafire Bingafing? Bonafing, okay. This is Bud Dickman, I'm at a Phil Henry program, huh? Yeah, right, yeah. Do you? Okay. Well, I'm glad you like it. Well, you were just on a show and you hung up. You what? Oh, okay. Okay, well, Mr. Henry, wonder what happened. You want to come back on? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, he had to go to the bathroom.
He had to go to the bathroom, so what?
So he put the phone down.
He put the phone down. He hung the phone up after screaming thousands.
Yeah, he said he just had to go take a dump.
Oh, will you watch your language? Okay. We'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show with more. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell coming up on the soaring price of gold, plus R.C. Collins and Chris Norton later on in the program. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back here. Will you watch your
Radio.
Language?
For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876.
Hold on for a minute, man. You're calling up and demanding to be on the air.
876-7445.
Hold on.
I heard what you said during the break.
Hold on for a minute. We're not even on the air yet, okay? Mr. Lloyd Bonafide also joins us here on the Phil Henry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, as we've been talking about the Korean War and the World War II footage that I was showing and the trauma that was suffered by him, the result of which, of course, he threw his grandson into a swimming pool wearing a little tiger costume.
What is this, man?
Hold on for a minute. David G. Hall joins us. Yes, sir?
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I apologize, Mr. Bone. Bone? It's not Bone, it's Bonafide. Mr. Bonafide. I'm listening to you during the break talking about all the efforts that I'm trying to make to help your show.
Well, what are you doing, man? What are you?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what your show... I'm trying to figure out how I put your show on like a news talk, you know? And
you've been trying to figure that out for 4 freaking years, man.
Well, you're on that video feed and you're bad-mouthing me and your bad mouth and all the people are trying to...
I don't even have any idea what you guys are doing. I only hear from you when you're bitching and moaning about something. Okay?
Well, I'm only hearing from you when you bitch and moan.
Hey, I haven't said a thing to you. I haven't sent you an email. I haven't done anything, okay?
Well, you're on the video feed talking about it.
I'm not on the radio show talking about it. You are.
What we should have is a meeting.
Oh, sure, man. Let's have a meeting, baby. Let's sit down and talk about it. I haven't heard from you guys. I got no idea what you're doing, if anything. Last night I talked to that one guy you were in the car with. What's that guy's name?
That's one of our accounting executives, Dean. He's working his ass off for you.
Is he really? He told me that it was impossible for him to work his ass off for me because of something that we were doing on the show. I forget what it was. Jason probably remember, or Bud.
Some of the stuff you do is very over the line. You were talking about that, I know what it was. People lipping a corn dog. You were going on and on about corn dog lip. And
what do you mean corn dog lip?
You were talking about that woman. What's her name? Dean. Be Dean.
Michelle Bachman.
Yeah, Michelle Bachman. And you were talking about her husband. And you were talking about them sliding corn dogs and deep sixing. everything that amusement parks have got. Now, I said to you last night, it's tough to sell the show. And
was it funny?
What funny?
Deep Six and a Corn Dog.
Of course it's funny. What's that got to do with talk radio?
And get out of here. I don't want to talk to these guys, man. You know, I wasn't even talking to anybody. I was on the video feed talking about it, bud.
Yeah, I thought, but he's going to call up and he's demanding and everything.
Yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Okay, Lloyd?
Sir, was that the man? I wanted to speak with him.
Well, we're not going to speak with him. That was David G. Hall, who's the vice president of syndication.
Well, I wanted to talk to him about the Phil TV in HD, which shows the World War II. And
all right, we already got that. Now, I want to talk about your grandson. How's he doing?
My grandson is fine, sir. There's nothing wrong with him. He was flung into a doughboy on a hot summer day in Southern California. I picked the child up, fully clothed in a tiger costume, and threw him in.
And did he know why he'd been thrown in?
He trusts his grandpa. He knows that if his grandpa picks him up and throws him into a doughboy, or, you know, it could be anything. He trusts me implicitly. We were up in the desert once, and I said to him, I want you to do what Grandpa asked you to do. Now, I know you're going to flip out, Mr. Henry, but I understand my grandson. And I had quite a bit to drink. It was right after Marge and I had an argument, and we were in the desert, me and my grandson. And
what were you doing in the desert after having an argument with your wife?
I had taken a drive.
With your grandson?
Yes. Oh. Here we go again. Did I kidnap him? No. And I was so drunk, I said to my grandson, Papa needs you to drive the car into Willow Springs so we can get some coffee. And he did. And
how old is this child?
You know full well he's 5.
And the kid drove a car from the desert into Willow Springs?
Yeah, to a Starbucks. That's how much my grandson thinks of me. That he will say, okay, Grandpa, I got it. You sit shotgun, and I'm going to navigate this bad boy down to Willow Springs. We were up in Rosebud, and we've been there to watch the SCCA car races. Well, one thing leads to another, and I had too much to drink. And I said to my grandson, as a matter of fact, what did Papa say to you? Right, I was rat-housed, and then what? I was rat-tailed, yeah, so I was rat-housed and rat-tailed. Get a cafe latte for Papa, yes. See, so he knows.
Oh, that's great, man. So your grandson knows what rat-tailed and rat-assed means.
Yeah, drunk.
Well, I will tell you, we have to leave this hour now, okay? We're out of time. And I will tell you that I think that throwing that child, how is the boy doing now?
He's fine. Now, let me tell you who's doing the worst is my wife sitting here watching America's Got Talent. You know, she's suffering. But my grandson is fine. What I found to be uncalled for was you and your scenes of the Nazi Korea.
And it's not Nazi Korea. You know what it was, and you overreacted. Now, I'll tell you this much. You should keep that appointment you've got with the VA.
Which one's that?
The one with the head shrinker on Tuesday.
He's not going to find anything, and I don't mean that in a joking way either. There's nothing wrong with me, my friend. Nothing wrong with me that you changing out those films of World War II and putting in something nice like maybe cartoons or something.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, good luck, man. And again, we're going to call and we're going to double check with the VA to make sure that you get to your appointment. Lloyd Bonafide here on the Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. So there you go. And
but I don't understand if he's saying that he got traumatized and everything else. What does that mean?
But how does anybody understand what you're saying?
Yeah, tell me about it, man. I don't even know what you said.
I said if he's traumatized, what it mean?
If he's traumatized, what does it mean? I don't think he's traumatized. I think he was just calling up and making a big deal out of nothing. You can't be that stupid to look at World War II footage and say it's Korea. I think he's just always trying to get attention drawn to himself. That's what I think. And whether or not he actually threw his son into a dope, his grandson, I mean, I'm sure that he did. Crazier things have happened with that guy, I can tell you. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. And although you, I tell you, you would never know that there's anybody listening to this radio show at all. I don't think we have anybody left listening to our radio show. We work our asses off. We work 50 times harder than any other radio show in America. We're funnier, twice as funny as any other show in America. And I am telling you right now, everybody that is out there is either dead...